On the show today, we have San Antonio Federal Credit Union's Adele Glenn talking about turning to Facebook for inspiration with Mobile Card Controls app. So check it out. Welcome to the show, and on today's program, we have Adele Glenn from San Antonio Federal Credit Union. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Good to see you again. Got some interesting... What's that?
It's great to be here again.
Oh, good. Well, we're glad to have you back on. We're talking about a very interesting topic that you actually wrote about a few weeks ago, or actually maybe a month or so ago. But it's all about turning to Facebook. Facebook, I'm saying, for inspiration with Mobile Card Controls app. And I'm like, what? What is this about? I guess right out of the gates here, Adele, how did Facebook influence the way you launch services for your members, in particular this mobile card control stuff? So what's going on here?
So basically what it came down to is we were looking at technology for a mobile card control app. Mm-hmm. And we were presented with some options. Most credit unions that use this technology embed it inside their mobile app.
Yeah.
When we spoke to our mobile app provider, we ran up against some problems. They didn't support push notifications. They couldn't support some of the technology. So it was kind of, you know, they left us with no option of, you know, just take it or leave it.
Yeah.
The reason that we love this card control technology is we love this alert notification and the ability to push, you know, hey, did you know, $5 you just spent at Starbucks, mm-hmm. or did you know your husband's at Home Depot again? Those kind of notifications, that's what our members want. You know, that's what they're asking for. And we didn't want to lose that functionality.
Okay.
So the vendor came back and said, you know, well, there's the option of just running it by itself. But to us, we wanted that omni-channel, to use the token word, experience for our members to be able to access it from mobile. And so it was kind of one of those aha moments of what do you do when you have two separate apps? If we wanted full functionality, we had to go with two separate apps. How do you keep that experience joined? And it was the Facebook Messenger. I'm on my phone almost all day long, and when I'm not, I'm on this computer. So just that ability to travel seamlessly from Facebook into Facebook Messenger and back. You're using the same set of credentials. You're going back and forth. But the apps really provide two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the more we looked into it, the theory of subordinate app design. Subordinate app design does something else. And that I will give my 14-year-old total credit for this. She's taking an art class. And I found this in a book. Subordinate app design or subordinate design in art gives emphasis to the original parent creation.
Mm-hmm.
So in art, you're using design to emphasize something in a painting or a picture. In this instance, and what Facebook did and what we're going to copy and use our own uses is giving emphasis to our original mobile app. To get into card control, you can launch it from mobile, but it's really emphasizing that mobile is your home, but you can go to this other app and get what you need and transact and do these functions for card control. But in reality, you know, it's still part of mobile, but it's emphasizing that whole self-service channel experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we got really excited. We proposed it to the vendor, you know, had a conversation, and in 24 hours, they had a demo of it for us.
Wow.
So it was just such a great experience. We went from, no, you can't have this, or you're going to have to do something crazy, to, hey, this is really cool. Let's do it. And here's a demo and it's going to work.
And giving your daughter a big hug.
Yes.
Thank you for that. That's awesome. So why Facebook? Well, I mean, obviously, you know, everybody in the universe is on Facebook. Did you consider anything else, or was it just kind of Facebook because of its popularity?
I think Facebook, you know, most everyone is on Facebook. They understand how Facebook Messenger works.
Yeah.
We actually took some of the downside of that. There was a bunch of speculation and theories around, you know, if you used Messenger or put it on your phone, it was going to download all your information. So in our design, we were very sensitive to that too. And so luckily they came before us with this subordinate app design. We were
mm-hmm.
able to take all of that and design our solution
mm-hmm.
so that our members will have confidence that it really is part of that experience that is going to be two apps. But it gives them choice. Do they want to go straight to card control and just do their cards because mm-hmm. that's what they're interested in? Or
right.
do they want to check their balance first and then turn their card on or off because maybe they need to?
Right. Yeah.
So it's really about that experience. And, you know, it's more than just Facebook. You know, through this experience, you know, we started looking at a lot of different apps. So looking at Uber, OpenTable, Venmo,
mm-hmm.
I'm on Snapchat because I have a 14-year-old. So what can we learn from these app giants and what can we bring back to the credit union and bring back into our own app so that members get the experience that they're already used to.
Mm-hmm. I love these type of stories because there's, oh gosh, the credit union, it's escaping me for a second, but they do a lot of marketing through Pandora and it's worked out really well. It's out here in California. Gosh, the credit union's escaping me for some reason. But anyway, so I like it when folks are like stepping out of kind of their comfort zone or stepping out of the credit union silo, so to speak, and venturing out there and seeing what else can work and you can bring it back in. So you guys are a great example of that. So can you tell us about two apps or the subordinate app with your mobile car controls? I mean, what is this and how does it work? I think you've already alluded to it a couple of times. So
this
Here we go.
They can take any.
I think we froze there for a second.
Take any debit card. Yeah. Take any debit card and they can turn the card on or off. Mm-hmm. They can use the GPS of their phone and turn on a feature that allows the card to only work within the radius that they set. So I can say within 100 yards of my phone, my card will work. If the card walks off, somebody picked my pocket or took my purse and walks away. If they're with not in that radius, the card won't work. It'll be declined. Uh-huh. Or one of my favorite use cases, because I have a 14-year-old, is take the card and I need her to go buy books or buy something. So I'm going to turn off shoes. I'm going to turn off food. I'm going to turn off all the other things that might distract her from going and buying that thing that I needed her to pick up for me. So using merchant controls and turning those on and off, setting spend threshold limits. Mm-hmm. So again, all of the things that today our members, they can do, but maybe they don't know about it or they're having to call into a call center or come into a branch. Mm-hmm. We're going to put all of that back into their hands 24/7 in a self-service environment.
Yay. So are you guys going to have some sort of like education seminar or something like that just to let them know or some sort of, I don't know, some sort of content that we go, hey, this is what you can do type of thing just to kind of let them know? Because I think that would be, obviously, I think that's probably in the works.
Yeah. So we are going to do a marketing campaign for the member. We're in pilot right now. So we're, you know, testing and we have a small group that is testing the app and just making sure it's perfection before we release it to the membership. We will do a marketing campaign, but the beauty of the app is there's really no training needed. The app itself, the UI, the company that we partnered with, they did spent so much time in developing this UI so that it's really a no instructions needed. It's very apparent to the member what they need to do to turn it on and off.
Cool.
Simple swipe slide buttons. Very, very sleek design. We love it.
Is this something that's happening? I mean, you obviously talk with other credit unions in the technology space and stuff. Is this something that's kind of a new trend now? Is this a common occurrence happening now in the credit union industry?
I see more and more credit unions, you know, as I talk to my peers across the industry, looking outside of normal solutions. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to. It's just the nature of the business, especially when you're working in technology and innovation.
Yeah.
You just can't keep doing the same old things. And so, you know, most innovations, true innovations, aren't something absolutely brand new, never heard of before. Mm-hmm. It's taking something that's out there and adapting it for our own uses.
Yeah. Oh,
it's the way to go.
I think so. Because, I mean, obviously, the bigger competitors are doing stuff like this, so we got to do the same thing, or else we're going to get left in the dust. So it's really cool that we're kind of looking outside the box here. All right, to wrap up here, what advice do you have for credit unions who are kind of experiencing kind of a similar predicament with card use or anything like that? I mean, what advice do you give them to jump over that hurdle and do something really cool like what you guys did?
I would say my best advice is when you get these challenges where a vendor or a supplier tells you, no, you can't do that, that's an opportunity to be innovative and find things impossible, especially in technology. So use that as an opportunity. Get on your phone, get on your iPad, look at what other companies are doing, because the answer is out there.
Yeah.
Somebody out there has done it, and you just, you know, you have to find it, have that aha moment. And then having those vendors that can turn around a prototype in 24 hours, that's a huge help.
That's pretty stellar in itself, no doubt. And may I add something to that?
Sure.
Talk to your teenagers.
Yes, talk to your teenagers. Have them open up their art books. That's what they really want to talk about sometimes. Tonight we're doing algebra and calculus.
Exciting. I like it.
What I learned tonight.
Woohoo, good times. All right, Adele, thank you so much for coming back on. And this is great information. And look forward to the next time you come on with something else you guys are cooking up there. So keep pushing that envelope, keep mixing it up, and keep up with the good work.
Sounds good.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thanks again. Appreciate it.
All right.